Okay, we now begin the fourth perek of Maseches Sukkah, and this Mishnah is designed to be an introduction, almost like an overview, to pretty much what's going to happen throughout the rest of the Masechta. And therefore, I'll take the opportunity here in the introduction here of my recording to give you an overview of what's to come here. There are basically four mitzvahs min haTorah, Doraisa mitzvahs, that apply uniquely to Sukkahs. The first two, the mitzvah of living in a Sukkah and of waving the Arbaminim, we've covered already in the first three prakim of the Masechta. There are two more mitzvahs. That's the mitzvah of draping the Mizbeach, the altar, with very large willow branches and encircling it, going around the Mizbeach, that is. It's a mitzvah all to itself, Halach L'Moshe Misina, we have a tradition to do that, as well as the mitzvah of the Nisuch Hamayim, the water libations, which are done uniquely on the holiday of Sukkot. Those two mitzvahs, which I'll explain now, are unique to Sukkot, and also mitzvahs d'oraisa, although the latter two are both just halacha l'mosh misina. We have a tradition to do them, but no explicit mention in the verses. In addition, there are a number of mitzvahs which apply to Sukkot which aren't unique to Sukkot. They apply to all of the chagim, all three of the regalim, and that is the mitzvah of simchas yom tov, to rejoice in the yom tov, which includes primarily the eating of the certain offerings, and there's more to it than that, as well as the recitation of Hallel, which is on all the three regalim. And finally, there's certain karbanos that are brought, musaf, and additional offerings that are brought on behalf of the entire nation on the holidays, which again are done on all of the regalim, as well as indeed other days as well, like Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, etc. But there are special karbanos that are brought on Sukkot. So those will be the themes of the upcoming Mishnayos. Let me just go over them very briefly in overview for you first, so you know where we're going here. First of all, the mitzvah of the Arava. So the mitzvah was to take these very large, very, very large, like 5 meter long branches of like 15 feet long or more branches of willow that are draped on the Mizbeach and encircled around. And then they would go around the Mizbeach one time, either with their lulavim or with their ravos themselves before they drape them over. That's the machlokas. Although today we don't have that mitzvah, of course, because we have no Mizbeach to put the ravos on top of, but we do have a ancient tradition that goes back to the Nevi'im, the prophets, of what we call Hashanos, that is to say, going around a Sefer Torah, holding our Arbaminim, and indeed on Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot, the seventh day of Sukkot, we have the special Hoshana Rabbah service, which includes going around seven times, as well as the beating of the willows on the ground, which is similar in many ways to what went on in the Beis Hamikdash, as we will see as Hashem. The Nisuch HaMayim, the water libation, so that's a special mitzvah, again, special to Sukkot. It happens in the morning with the bring of the Tamid Shel Shachar. You'll recall that every day, the first thing that's done in the Beis Hamikdash is the bring of the first of the two daily offerings. It's a sheep, and it's a tamid shel shachar, the morning tamid, and it's always brought. Every tamid is an ola, burnt offering, wholly burnt, entirely burnt, and every ola offering is accompanied with nesachim, which are libations. There's meal offerings with them as well, but we're focused here on the pouring of the wine typically. But in addition to the wine that's poured to accompany the tamidin, morning and afternoon, the morning tamid, shel shachar, on Sukkot also has a water libation. And this is a mitzvah all to itself, again, halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach there, the altar, there was these two little bowls that have holes in them, like drainage basins, if you will, where the wine is poured into one and water into the other, and they drain into these like big subterranean beneath the altar chambers called the shisin. And the pouring of those waters was considered to be a great celebration. In fact, there's a verse in Yishai and Isaiah that says, "Usha'av temayin besason," and you will draw the waters with rejoicing and joy. And it's learned from there that there's a special celebrations that will accompany this, which actually happens. That's called known as the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which is like a perhaps extension of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov in general, as the pasuk says, "V'samachta bechagecha," you rejoice in your holiday. That would be actually applicable to all three of the chagim, but since it's said in the context of Sukkot, as well as the pasuk says, the pasuk we keep on repeating regarding the arbaminim in the previous parak, "U'samachtem l'tnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim," you'll rejoice before Hashem for 7 days. Understood that the whole 7 days of Sukkot is a special extra simcha connected to the drawing of the water. And that is called the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and we'll have lots to say about that in the upcoming prakim. And that was done beginning from the completion of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, the afternoon offering, which is the last daily, the afternoon daily offering, which is the last of the day in the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Simchas Beis HaShoeva began and went essentially all night, including going to the Meshiloach, to like the Silwan, to the the water in Yerushalayim, source over there called Shiloach, and getting water for to do the next morning's Nisach HaMayim. Okay, in addition to that, we have the general mitzvah of Simcha, Simchas Yom Tov, which applies on all three of the holidays. This is something that doesn't actually apply on Shabbos, interestingly, but on Yom Tov there's a special mitzvah for Simcha. The essential fulfillment of that is the eating of the Shlamim that are brought during the Yom Tov, but that is the mitzvah. But nowadays, of course, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we're not bringing shlamim. However, so you can't fulfill the pasuk which says v'zavachta shlamim v'achalta sham. You'll offer peace offerings and you'll eat them there. V'samachta l'fnei Hashem Elokecha, and you'll rejoice before the Lord your God. So we can do that, but we do have still the principle of Simchas Yom Tov, which is fulfilled today with drinking of wine, as well as eating meat if you enjoy it, and it's brought down the halacha that the head of the household should buy for his wife new clothing and jewelry as he could afford it, and give the children special treats, all as part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. And similarly, the Rambam paskens that you have to make it your effort to make sure that the poor and underprivileged have what they need to enjoy Yom Tov as well. He makes an impressive point of that, to have them at your table and make sure they have what they need to enjoy the Yom Tov as well, and that it's a part of your Simchas Yom Tov. Fine. Okay. And finally, we have the mitzvah of saying Hallel. We've actually touched on that already in the previous parak, but those six chapters of Tehillim from 113 to 118, we recite. We'll return to that a little bit over in our coming up Mishnayos, as well as the details of the special Musafin, those additional offerings that are brought uniquely on Sukkot. So that the Mishnah begins as an introduction for all this, and it says, and the way the Mishnah is set up here, we're going to say, of the 8 days of what I will now call Zman Simchaseinu, the time of our rejoicing, which includes both the 7 days of Sukkot, as well as the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres. I'm not considering what went on outside the Beis HaMikdash, let alone what went on in Chutz La'aretz. We have a whole extra day because of the Suffolk. No, but in the Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about Yerushalayim Mishnah, you have 7 days of Sukkot plus 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. And the Mishnah is going to do sort of a counting of how many of those days we do these various mitzvahs. So the Mishnah says, Lulav va'arava, when it comes to the taking of the lulav, meaning the arba minim, and the arava, the draping of these willows over the mizbeach, shisha v'shiva. That could be on 6 or 7 days of Sukkot. It will depend on when Shabbos falls out in the course of the week. More than that in the coming Mishnah is the details. Hahalel, as far as recitation of Hallel goes, v'hasimcha, and the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, that is Shmona, that applies all 8 days, meaning all 7 days of Sukkot plus the Shmini Atzeres day. We say Hallel, we say a full Hallel on all those 8 days. In contrast, when it comes to Pesach, we only say the full Hallel on the first day. The other days of Chol HaMoed and the last day of Pesach, we don't. I think it's well known, this Midrash that talks about how can we recite Hallel while Hashem's creations are drowning, talking about the Shir Shayam, but that's not the technical reason why we are saying a reduced Hallel, meaning a not complete Hallel, if you will, on the other days of Pesach, is because the Musafin, the special offerings that are brought on Sukkot, are unique for each day. And therefore, each day of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, since it has a different set of Musafin, is like a different holiday all to itself. Therefore, we say a full Hallel. Since when it comes to Pesach, it's the same Musaf each of those days after the first day. There's just a custom say Hallel, but we don't say the full Hallel, and to differentiate between the Hallel recitation that we do on the first day of Pesach and all the days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, on the latter days of Pesach, we do a chatzi halal, a not complete halal, where we skip some sections. Okay. Sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, v'nisuch hamayim, and the water libation, that is Shiva, done on 7 days, meaning all 7 days of sukkahs, not Shmiyat Zeres. We sleep in a sukkah. We live in a sukkah, I should say. And we do the Nisuch HaMayim. And finally, the HaChalil. A Chalil is a flute. But this is referring to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It's referred to by the flute because the flute is the prominent instrument that's used there. It's got a specially nice tone, and it is prominent since it's heard from a distance. Therefore, we're talking about the Chalil, but really the whole Simchas Beis HaShoeva is Chamisha V'Shisha, happens on 5 or 6 days on Sukkot. It depends on how the calendar falls out with Shabbos and the first day of Yom Tov, because playing musical instruments is disallowed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So then, depending on how the calendar works out, we won't have Simchas Beis HaShoeva on all the days, just on 5 or 6 of them. And all these things I'll explain in the upcoming Mishnah Yisbe'ez Hashem.